And in studio is Elizabeth Dent, longtime Republican Party activist, many years on the Central Committee, and of course was married to the late, great Fred Dent, who died 10 years ago tomorrow, 9-12-10. He was a guest many times on this show and a man who ran for mayor, president of East Baton Rouge Parish, and ran for governor of the great state of Louisiana in the year of 1991. And Elizabeth and he were quite a force as movers and shakers on the right side of the political spectrum. And with us is Morgan LaMondre as well, who is a mover and shaker in this community, involved with STAR as an attorney. And she is a person who ran for office, put her name on the ballot, and did not win, but remains active and has a different opinion about what's going on in American politics than does Elizabeth. And that's why they're here, to express their views on where we're going as a country with 7.5 weeks before the finish line. 877-217-5757. In 2016, Hillary Rodham Clinton won the election in the vote by about 2.9 million votes. She got 48.2% of the votes. Donald Trump got 46.1, but Trump won by virtue of the Electoral College. But still, there was a big chasm involving support among men and women. 53% of the men voting chose Donald Trump. So he got a solid majority among men. Now, mind you, he only got 46% of the votes, but he got 53% of the votes from men. 54% of the women chose Hillary Clinton. So there is a big gap in American politics. And by the way, also, the election split with 55% of the voters being women. Women are more likely to vote. And quite likely, that 54% that Hillary Clinton received will have to go up a bit for Joe Biden to win this election. Let's start with Morgan LaMondre. Why do you think women should support the former vice president over the current president in the election November 3rd, Morgan?
Jim, well, first, thank you for having me on. You kind of cut out at the first part of your question. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Why do you think women should support Joe Biden?
Well, I think that when you look at both candidates and moving forward with the country and who is best equipped to take care of the needs of women, and particularly, you know, women focus on families and raising children. And right now you can see from how women are disproportionately affected by the coronavirus as it relates to taking care of virtual learning for children, their caretakers. I would say that in order to overcome so many things that have happened, we need to vote for Joe Biden to sort of just turn everything around. This presidency has been chaos.
All right. Elizabeth Dent, why do you think Donald Trump deserves another 4 years?
Well, first of all, he's results oriented, and we have been lacking that in our leadership for decades. In 1920, it was illegal for men to beat their wives. Now, Jim, you know I'm 80 now, so 80 is great. Ain't it great to be 80?
Well, we're going back a long way. In 1919, women couldn't even vote, too. So things have changed for the better in some ways.
But
you're saying Franklin Roosevelt wasn't results-oriented? John Kennedy wasn't results-oriented?
There are many other qualities.
Bill Clinton
wasn't
results-oriented?
On that. Well, in many ways, they haven't. We've been talking about this for 100 years. Denise Marcel just sat in the studio and said that she was a victim of abuse. And so in the 1970s, that's when the women's movement really got some steam. And in 1994, that's 30 years ago, Biden introduced the Violence Against Women Act. So we're still talking about it.
Why is Trump better than Biden? You say he's results-oriented.
Well, he's results-oriented. He's done quite a few things. I think he's an outstanding leader. And one of the things you ask about women, and one of the things that I think he really has done a fabulous job about, and if you recall, during the presidential debates, all the candidates, or most of the candidates, did admire him for this quality. He's a good father. As a step-parent, it is very challenging to blend a family together, and he's done an outstanding job. He loves his children. He includes them all, unlike many of the men in women's lives for whom a lot of people advocate, And I think that's an admirable quality.
Well, he's liked women so much that he's been married to three different of them. 877-217-5757. And the first American president to ever have been divorced twice, and only the second president to ever have been divorced. Both were Republicans, Reagan and Trump. Morgan LaMondre, Elizabeth gave you some red meat. Do you believe the president of the United States is more result-oriented than his challenger?
No, I don't. And in fact, I mean, if I could go back to what she said about, oh, we're still talking about the Violence Against Women Act, or violence against women. First of all, that's like most policies. We're still talking about civil rights because people are still being discriminated based on their race, gender. I mean, of course, now we have other civil rights issues that are still people are facing, sexual orientation. So to say that, oh, we're still talking about it, I mean, yeah, things don't change just within 20 years when it's so ingrained into the culture of people and their systemic racism, systemic sexism. I don't see how that, you know, I don't buy that. But then also to say that, oh, because he's a good father. I mean, if you read some of the books in the various administrations, he has even admitted that he's not like kid friendly. Yes, he may include them, but does he include them because it's because he truly loves his family, or does he include his adult children because there's a benefit to him because of the businesses they run? I mean, I don't buy that, you know, that being a good father does not mean you can be a good president. I just, that's not something I think that the way you're looking at the issues, that you can be a great father, you could and not be able to run the country.
You know, Jim and Morgan, I also admire his resilience, his ability to bounce back. He's attacked unmercifully on a daily basis by rude network anchors and reporters who parade a myriad of guest prognosticators whom we know little about. What are their qualifications, background, families, and accomplishments?
All right, we'll return and go to the phone lines with Elizabeth Dent and Morgan LaMondre. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Elizabeth Dent on the right, Morgan LaMondre on the left, and the presidential election in 7.5 weeks. 877-217-5757. Henry in Baton Rouge at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Miss Elizabeth. Good morning, Miss Morgan. Mr. Jim and Miss Elizabeth certainly know how deeply I honored and respected the great Fred Dent. Miss Morgan might be a bit young to remember that, but y'all know how I felt about the great Captain Fred Dent and his military service. But I got one question for Miss Elizabeth. I remember when we heard those obscene tapes on TV, the so-called Access Hollywood tapes. The first thing that came to mind is that Donald Trump would not say those kinds of things about women if Miss Elizabeth were around, because she would have, shall we say, taken him out right then and there.
All right. What about the president saying he liked to grab women by their private parts? Is that a good family man?
Well, that's most inappropriate. But I think, men are good at categorizing things. And I think that there comes a time in life, there's nothing sacred. You know, Adlai Stevenson was not, he was a Catholic, or was he the first divorcee that ran for president?
And to be nominated by a party
in 1952
and 56.
But was he a divorcee?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
John Kennedy, whom I admired, was criticized for being a Catholic.
But he, well,
you
okay.
know, and they didn't have people taping them and following them and hawking them and stalking them like we do today. That's the issue we need to be talking about.
Well, does Joe Biden, did he pay off porn stars?
Well, now, I don't know.
Well, I don't think he did.
Well, but I think there's so much confusion, there's so much misinformation.
And his wife was at home with their infant child when he was cavorting with Stormy Daniels of Baton Rouge. Now, I'm all for Baton Rouge getting publicity, but I don't know if this is the kind that our great city
wants. I don't read all of that.
Well, Morgan, on a serious note, Morgan LaMondre, you work with survivors of sexual assault, and this is serious business. And the President of the United States is accused not only of raping a woman in a department store, E. Jean Carroll, he's also accused of raping his first wife in her divorce action. She said he raped her. What do you think about him as far as his interaction with women?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, that we've already seen where that apparently doesn't matter to a lot of voters, because even in spite of those allegations, I mean, the Access Hollywood tape, it almost seems pointless to bring up because so many people were not affected by that. Although I think Hillary Clinton thought that was sort of the slam dunk in her campaign to put her over the edge to win. I don't think many people care about that. And I see that in my work where a lot of times people just believe they are entitled to women's bodies. And, you know, I'm going to say, even for me, like everyone experiences cognitive dissonance in their life. And even for me, Joe Biden is not the most ideal candidate compared to maybe somebody else that would be out there. But I think when we're talking about, you know, who can actually move the country forward, who can actually bring people into the cabinet, who can do things that gets us into a place where ultimately we have a safer environment for women. Because at this point right now with this president, the racist things he says, the sexist things, he's not ashamed of it. And to say that we need to be focused on the recording part, yes, there are privacy issues that could be reserved for another argument. But to focus on that as opposed to what is being said, what is being done, is completely disingenuous to the argument. And to say, like, well, I don't read a whole bunch of things. I mean, I think that's the big thing that I keep hearing from people who support Donald Trump is that they don't read. And he doesn't read. So I guess why would they read?
I beg to disagree with you that we do read and we do keep up with what's going on. And I'm tired of people saying that we just fell off the turnip truck. We didn't. We just engage differently and more respectfully. For example, Joe Biden's been in office for years. If you're waiting for him to move the country forward, he's already cast over 10,000 votes while he's been in office. And I would hesitate to know where all those votes, how he voted. He's voted for one thing and then another. He's changed his mind.
He's never switched parties. Trump was a Democrat until a few years ago.
Let me tell you, when I registered years ago, I registered as an independent because I didn't want anybody telling me how to vote. And then I found out that I couldn't vote unless I was either a Democrat or Republican. When Bill Clinton ran for office, Fred and I went down to the voter registrar's office and changed from Democrat to Republican, as did many people in Louisiana. So the top Democratic leadership have been in office how many years, Jim? How many years have they been in office?
Democrats have been.
The leading Democrats today. How many years combined have they been in office?
Who are you talking about, like Pelosi?
Like Pelosi and
Well, Pelosi was elected in the late 80s, so she's been around for more than 30 years. But there are a lot of Republicans like Mitch McConnell who have been around even longer.
Absolutely, there are.
Even longer.
Absolutely. They've all been there too long, and the actions do not match their words. That's
okay.
One of the issues.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Elizabeth Dent and Morgan LaMondre. Hello, Dan. Good morning to you.
Ms. Dent, should we accept the categorization of Trump as a divisive con artist by right-wing conservatives like George Will, Mad Dog Mattis, Bill Kristol, John Kasich, on, and simply vote for Biden?
Okay. You want to Let's go to David in Atlanta. Thank you, Dan. David in Atlanta, you're on with Elizabeth and Morgan. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning. Mrs. Dent, with no disrespect, if you don't know that Trump paid Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal for their silence, you are either grossly uninformed or incredibly dishonest. And Trump knew that this disease affects children. He said that to when he was interviewed by Bob Woodward, but yet Trump insisted that the schools be opened under pressure from his office to send children to their death. Right now in Florida, the rate of the virus among children is skyrocketing. Trump is a monster.
Okay. Would you respond?
Well, obviously, people think that he caused the COVID-19, which is totally
impossible. Do you really think people
impossible.
Think he caused it? I think they
well,
think that he mishandled
him for everything.
It. Well, he said to Bob Woodward
everything.
That he knew it was a terrible thing on February 7th.
I haven't listened
while
to
he
that.
Was, while he was telling the American people something different than that. Morgan, I suspect you have listened to the tapes. Are they damning regarding the president saying one thing to Bob Woodward and another to the American people?
I hear some background noise. I just wanted to tell you that. So, there's a recording. Thank
yeah.
you. I did hear that. I did hear the tapes. And I think that, you know, what's even more troubling is that if you look at some of the videos of him talking at other points in time, he says it's a Democratic hoax. Like, the coronavirus and that, you know, this is all a hoax. This is all a conspiracy by the Democrats to ruin the economy, to ruin his chances for re-election. So, I mean, I'm troubled overall by the lengths this president will go to just whatever suits his agenda, whatever suits, I guess, his mood for the time of day. I mean, and if you read the various books that have been produced, that have been published from members of his administration over time, you will see, I mean, even the ones that aren't actually going to be voting for Joe Biden, like John Bolton, the national security issues.
All right. Michael in Lafayette. Michael, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning. I wanted to know Ms. Dent's thoughts on how Donald Trump encouraged men to assault other people at his campaign rallies, including women.
That was 4 years ago, and he basically said that he'd like to see people carried out on a stretcher and encourage people to rough up others. And here's a guy who obviously, if he got in a fistic encounter himself, Elizabeth, he would be at a great disadvantage. He's morbidly obese.
Well, you know, in my whole career, I was taught to look for the best in others. Really. I know that's very simple, and faith is a very simple thing. So I guess I don't condemn people. I don't judge people. I think that they have an opportunity to just do the best that they can.
Okay.
And that's as honest as I can be.
Mike on the bridge. Mike, good morning.
Hey, yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. I enjoy the show. I think Trump is results-oriented. He's results-oriented for himself. And you look at the number of bankruptcies he's had. You look at the reason why he won't, you know, let his tax forms come out. You know, no American bank will lend him money.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Patrick in Oswald Estates. Patrick, you're on with Elizabeth and Morgan. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, you know, I watched those videos of Biden sniffing women's hair, touching those little girls, and you guys are not going to say he doesn't have a problem.
All right. Morgan, does Joe Biden have a problem? We'll let you finish the hour. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I said he's not necessarily the ideal candidate, but I also think in general, the people who have come out accusing him most recently, like, I just, to say that versus all of the history, it's another case of whataboutism.
Okay.
You know, what about this rather than addressing Trump's issues?
We got to roll, but thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for listening. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support. Stay tuned.